Let's bring in Benjamin Hercevic. He's a research fellow at the Australian National University. He was formerly based in Beijing as a policy analyst with the Centre for Independent Studies. Joins us via Skype from Sydney. Good to have you with us. So, first of all, we've got now Taiwan saying it's carrying out live fire drills. What's the potential here for conflict?
It's great to be with you. I think the first thing to say on this is that neither side ultimately wants war. Beijing doesn't want war because it wants to be able to absorb Taiwan into China without having to fire a shot and without having to engage in a really risky and potentially disastrous attempt at an invasion of Taiwan. And Taiwan, of course, does not want war because that would be catastrophic for the Taiwanese people, potentially, and Taiwan would prefer to maintain the status quo. What we're seeing here with Beijing firing missiles over Taiwan and PLA Air Force jets approaching Taiwan and Taiwan responding with its own military exercises is both sides seeking to warn the other side. They're signaling to each other, don't take further steps, don't further escalate the situation. And Beijing is also signaling those things to the United States and US allies and partners. So I think the chances of conflict still remain relatively low, despite this intensification of military exercises and activities around Taiwan and in the Taiwan Strait.
Well, we've seen China really step up its drills. Is it still just registering its displeasure, or is it practicing an invasion, as Taiwanese officials say it is?
I think you're absolutely right that these kinds of activities for Beijing serve two functions. On the one hand, it is a very palpable, clear, strong demonstration of the extent of China's frustration with the US House Speaker's decision to visit Taiwan. That's undoubtedly the case. There's a registering of frustration and discontent. But at the same time, as you point out, activities of this nature is going to be an effective means for the PLA and for the broader Chinese system to test out its ability to project force and to demonstrate the capabilities that it has on hand. So it serves two functions. I don't think this is a preparatory phase for a full-scale amphibious invasion of Taiwan, because that would be incredibly risky for the Chinese government and incredibly costly for China, given the United States having signaled its determination to defend Taiwan in various different ways. But it is a powerful means for China to register that discontent, test its forces, and also send a really strong signal to the rest of the world that they should not get involved in this fight because of the extent of the firepower that Beijing can bring to bear.
When China did large-scale drills, if you think back to the Clinton era, the US moved in, beefed up its military presence, and China scaled down its drills. That hasn't happened this time. That alone is it not an indication of just how the balance of power has changed? Reality has changed there.
Certainly, the balance of power has shifted. The PLA has incredible capabilities that it can bring to bear in a fight under the sea, on the surface of the sea, in the air, via all branches of its military. And the United States still remains a formidable fighting force, but of course the power relativities are shifting in Beijing's favor. However, I think that in this particular instance, the United States hasn't responded with more of a show of military force, probably because of the internal disagreement in Washington. It was the House Speaker's decision to visit Taipei and to send a really strong signal to Beijing about US support for Taiwan, but that was not a decision endorsed by President Biden and the Biden administration. And ultimately, decisions with respect to military matters, a show of US force, would be a decision for President Biden himself. And the Biden administration wants to give Beijing a certain amount of space to express its anger, but does not want to escalate with a strong US show of force at this particular point in time.
All right, thanks so much for your analysis.